Howdy, this is Wilford Brimley. The content you are about to hear should not be consumed while eating. It may make you vomit uncontrollably. When I'm not busy doing IB's commercial, I enjoy listening to a stupid podcast called Bubby Bump.
The Chinese doctors amputated my penis!
Gorgals! Psychics! Everything's ungodly! Dark side!
The best is yet to come!
Lord have mercy! Welcome, Bubbies, it's Corey. Welcome back to another podcast of Bubby Bub. Halloween is just around the corner. Have you guys got costumes for Halloween? Gonna be that sexy nurse, or maybe a couple that goes together as mustard and ketchup? Maybe something really innovative, right? Well, it's not going to happen. All because of COVID. There are not gonna be any parties because of COVID-19.
What?
Yeah, little John, we can't party because of COVID-19.
What?
Well, you haven't heard of this virus? All right, well, let me just tell you, you're going to have to stay home, party by yourself, you know, you'll have to find something to do.
Okay!
Yeah, I know it's not the best circumstances, but you will be able to party next year, though. I'm pretty sure we will.
Yeah!
Yeah, but for now, you're going to have to just stay at home, maybe you listen to some music. In fact, I have a song called Let's Go Party from Kay Lewis. It might put you in the mood for partying.
Okay!
That Casio keyboard, right?
I'm gonna leave my cares behind, no matter what it takes to have a real good time.
She's gonna leave her friends behind, I guess.
Sip a little red wine.
And get drunk.
What?
Tonight is mine.
Or crunk.
I'm gonna dance a while. I'm gonna kick up my heels. I'm gonna party hard tonight.
All right, so I think that Kay Lewis will be fine on Halloween. She'll party all night long by herself with her Casio keyboard. But anyway, there's no information about the singer-songwriter. It's a pretty big mystery. But anyway, just wanted to play some horrible music to kick off the show. Back to Halloween. Now, I want to talk about trick-or-treating this year. I don't know how kids are going to get their treats. Am I going to social distance by leaving a gigantic bowl of candy that the first fucking kid runs off with? You know, he'll probably take the entire stash and I'll have nothing. You know, what do? Do I install maybe a system? Maybe if there's a child that tries to yank on the bowl, it would be maybe connected to a string and that kid could get, you know, a volt, a shock right through his arms. You know, just enough not to kill him, but just enough to shock him and you know, make him spill all the candy right in my front steps. That would probably be the best solution. You know, or maybe we could even have like a trap door that opens. You know, over the course of the night, I could have 20, 30, 40 of the most greedy children just piled up on each other, trying to get out of this box, this cave that I've created. You know, all because they wanted candy. You know, but I'm not really going to worry about them too much because they can survive down there for probably days. You know, they'll have all of the candy that they stole from me. You know, they'll be fine in that spider hole. You know, God, what a horrible thought, though. I mean, these are the things that I think about when children steal my candy. So please, don't be stealing, all right? You know, and sometimes I think about trying not to be that asshole that says trick instead of treat. And then making them do something in order to get the treat. You know, they walked all over the neighborhood in these stupid costumes. They're not gonna do tricks. They just want to move on to the next house. But there's a part of me that just wants to maybe make them solve a math problem. You know, show me how great this public school system is. Maybe you show me how double-jointed you are, or do an impression of a celebrity or a parent or something else. You know, but children, they're not that creative, so I don't expect much from them other than to take my candy and move on to the next house. You know, actually, you know what? Maybe for my entertainment this year, I should dress up as the COVID-19 virus.
COVID-19!
With all of the spikes, you know, I'd be a big ball. I'd run after the kids, maybe cough on them like a horrible smoker. Oh, that sound. So vile. Oh, I can just see myself running around the neighborhood like that. And of course, the parents would really hate me, I'm sure. All right, enough of the coughing. You know, no time in history has coughing been the most horrendous thing you can do in public. It's the thing that you can't do on a plane, you can't do in any kind of public gatherings. It's highly offensive and people will stare at you. You know, things are really insane right now. You can't have public gatherings that easily. I even saw a video of a high school prom where the kids still got together. They were dancing, but they were dancing backwards with their arms locked. I kid you not. It was so ridiculous. You know, we don't have sporting events with crowds. They have that fake audio that's playing with people cheering. It's just ridiculous. Everything is nutty. You can't go to church, even though I don't go to church myself. You can't go to church or get married with large groups of people. And speaking of weddings, I came across this atrocious organ player at a wedding. Ugh, not good. Horrible. Can she recover? No. Oh, God. That was horrendous. Speaking also of churches, there is this pastor, prophet, whatever you want to call him, Ed Citronelli, and he recently had a woman on his program that needed to cast away some demons inside of her, and not just any kind of demon. We're talking an oral sex demon. Let's take a listen.
Look that demon! Look that demon! Look, look, oral sex demon! You see oral sex? Look, oral sex, look.
All right, so let's talk about what's going on right now. So Ed Citronelli, this prophet, is surrounding this woman, and this woman, her mouth is wide open, and she almost is like drooling or spitting out right now, kind of crouched over, just looking like she wants to throw up.
You oral sex, use oral sex, let that sperm of that man out, out!
You know, her mouth is really large, so that demon's dick must be just gigantic.
Out, you demon, out! Let go.
All right, so she is spitting out wads of saliva just all over the place.
A demon came with his penis and put it in my mouth.
Just like that, he put his penis right in your mouth? He didn't even take you out to dinner? He is not a gentleman at all.
And then he came again and he slept with me last week. And I told the pastor that I need deliverance again. And since then, my private part has been itching.
It's been itching.
Yes.
You didn't use protection at all? Come on. You're having unprotected sex with a demon. He's going to give you something nasty.
Okay.
Ed just smacked her in the head.
Who are you?
He's going crazy now.
Who are you?
Oh, God.
Hoy.
Is she a demon now?
Look at that demon! Look at that demon! Look at that demon! Look at
She's
that demon.
Going crazy!
Look at that demon! Look at that demon! Who are you? Who are you? Speak! Speak out! Who are you?
I don't know. Is she the demon now, or is she being possessed by a demon? I'm so confused.
You demon, gonna help you?
All right. So Ed knocks this woman right onto the floor, and she is rolling around.
Come up from the private part. You in her private part? Demon in the private part. Watch what happens.
And eventually she gets back up again, and what Ed starts to do is start to spray her vagina with holy water.
Fire! Come out from the private! Come out from the private! Come out from the private! Come out! Out! From the private! Go!
Okay, with that much noise, I would hope that the demon left, right? But they cut back to the woman again a little bit later on, and she looks a little bit more normal.
What happened to you today?
So you prayed for, you delivered me today, and then when I went to the bathroom, I think 15 minutes later, some white stuff came out with the blood after you sprayed.
Hang on a second. You had white stuff coming out of your vagina and a little bit of blood. People should not be applauding. Get that checked out by a doctor, okay? The white stuff kind of reminds me of that song from Weird Al. Do you remember that song?
Out of the white stuff, baby. In the middle of an Oreo. Out of the white stuff, baby. It's the most delicious thing I know.
In this case, it's not the most delicious thing I know, but the most dangerous thing I know, okay? He should have just stopped right there and said, hey, honey, let's go look this up on WebMD and let's see what the real problem is here, okay? I'm looking it up right now. You might have cervical cancer, gonorrhea, infection, yeast infections, vaginal atrophy, and when that's a little bit bloody, it might mean that you have an irregular menstrual cycle. So get it checked out by a doctor, please!
Oh, come on, somebody! After I spray with the water, after I spray, something came out white. Put your hands together. Hallelujah. May your healing and deliverance be permanent in Jesus' name. Come on and give the glory to Jesus.
Well, there you go. Apparently, no more oral sex demon for this poor woman. So there you go. That's just the stupid things that I find on the internet. Pat Robertson, what do you think about demons?
Folks, like it or not, demons are real.
Yeah, Pat Robertson believes that spirits could be living in your clothing or living in items. In fact, he gets a letter from a viewer, and this is what he has to say.
Pat, this is Carrie, who says, I buy a lot of clothes and other items at Goodwill and other secondhand shops. Recently, my mom told me that I need to pray over the items, bind familiar spirits, and bless the items before I bring them into the house. Is my mother correct? Can demons attach themselves to material items?
That's a great question. You know, when I bought a toilet seat at the local Goodwill, you know, one of those clear plastic ones with pennies, nickels, and dimes in them, come to find out that putting my buttocks on money was disrespectful. Those presidents that have served our country are being disrespected when I disrespect the toilet. You know, so next thing I know, the ghost of Abraham Lincoln is in my bathroom pointing a gun at me as if I was John Wilkes Booth. So there are demons, absolutely.
I heard a story in the Philippines, a person who went to Thailand. There was a witch who had prayed over a particular ring and asked for a spirit to come into it. Well, this Philippine girl was so attached to this ring, she had to buy it. She bought it, and all hell broke loose until she finally recognized what it was. So can demonic spirits attach themselves to inanimate objects? The answer is yes. But I don't think every sweater you get from Goodwill has demons in it.
Although I have seen some tasteless Christmas sweaters that say things like jingle my balls or kiss me under this mistletoe with an arrow pointing down to his crotch. Those sweaters were probably owned by Satanists.
But in a sense, your mother's just being super cautious, so hey, it didn't go hurt you anything to rebuke any spirits that happen to have attached themselves.
I rebuke it in the name of the Lord!
All right, so that's what I need to do. I need to take that toilet seat, rebuke it, and get the fuck out of my house, Abraham Lincoln, all right? All right. So I should let you know I got some good news. I have a little temporary job that I'm going to be doing for a few months. It'll make a little extra money for me while I'm working on the show. I should let you know that I've been applying for work at different companies, and one particular company, they made me take a test before I could interview. And so this was an online testing tool that was basically asking me to rank items or statements in order from best to worst. So I could basically drag and drop these statements or cards in order, again, from best to worst. And I guess this tool is to help weed out absolute psychos, because as I read these things, it's pretty obvious. I'm going to read a few of these statements that I had to rank. So first one was baby. Okay, next one was rubbish heap. Now that's going to be a tough one for me because babies crap a lot and cry all day. But rubbish heaps, they don't cry. They can easily be removed, so it's kind of a toss-up, right?
It's simple. You're nuts. You're insane.
In another series of cards, to rank from best to worst, there was a statement, I curse the day I was born, and my life is messing up the world, and I enjoy being myself. Again, how can I choose between these statements?
Come on! Come on and grow up!
Another list had a traffic jam, a speed limit sign, a father-in-law. Well, what if you had a really shitty, bad father-in-law, right? Another one was in that list was tortures animals, a person who loves to murder. So it's incredible the choices that you have. I don't know, are they going to judge me if I decide between the person who murders animals or the person that kills humans? I don't know. Last one was having me rank statements like, I do not like my body, and I like what I do, and I like myself, and what I do is destroying my life, and my future plans cause me to feel lifeless, and I am a loving person. So hopefully I put together all those statements in the right order. Hopefully I'm not a psycho. You know, it's the first time I had to take something like that. It's quite odd. But the good news is I got a job at another company, so I will be able to get into their doors completely scot-free, and they don't know that I'm a total psycho. So anyway, that's all the time I have for today's episode. I do have a voicemail who is on the line.
Corey.
Hello.
I'm loving Bubby Bub, by the way.
Well, thank you.
This week's episode, about the third time you got to the puke polka, I was laughing, but I was also at work, and a couple people walked by my office at that point and saw me laughing, and I had to make up a quick lie as to why I was laughing.
You know, like, I just discovered how much you guys make as a salary, and it's pathetic!
But anyway, you are killing it. Loving the show. Please keep it up.
Thank you.
Having a great time with it, man. Thanks for doing it. Bye.
Well, thanks so much for calling in. I have a brand new voicemail line. I had to replace the other one, and I actually found a way to get a really memorable phone line. It's very easy to remember. It's just 77 Hey Bubby. That's it. It's 77 Hey Bubby. It's 1-774-392-8229. 77 Hey Bubby. Just call in, leave a voicemail, and I might play it on the next show. You can also follow me on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter. There's a Discord. All the information's in the show notes. Check it out. You can also check me out at bubbybub.com. So please follow me, subscribe, tell a friend or two, donate if you can. Now, to wrap things up for today's show, I have a mashup from DJ Cummerbund again. And this time it's a monster mash mix with Bobby Pickett, Cardi B, and Elton John. Have a happy and safe Halloween, everybody. Thanks so much for listening to the show. I bub you very much.
Ain't never got him looking for a thing. He already made his mind up. Now get your boots and your coat. ass pussy. He bought a phone just for pictures of this wet ass pussy. Hey, my permission just to kiss me on this wet ass pussy. Now make it rain if you wanna see some wet ass pussy.
They did the monster walk.
The monster walk.
They put a bucket in a mop.
They did the walk.
Gave it everything they got.
They did the walk.
Coronavirus!
Oh. I don't wanna spit, I wanna go. I wanna gag, I wanna choke. I want you to touch that little dangly thing that's swinging the back of my throat. My hickey is fire, the money is sunny. It's going and drying, it's coming outside. Y'all running that thing out the car behind me. I spill his mic and I hit y'all to sign me. Yeah, I'm a freak bitch, handcuffs, leashes. Search my wig, make him feel like he's cheating. Put him on his knees, give him something to believe in. Never lost a fight, but I'm looking for a beat. In the food chain, I'm the one that eats you. If he ate my ass, he's a bottle feeder. Big D stand for big demeanor. I can make you buzz before I ever meet you.
They play the monster wop.
The monster wop.
It was dropped from the top.
They play the wop.
Macaroni in a pot.
They play the wop.
It's the monster wop.
Now from the top, make it drop. That's a wet ass pussy. Now get a bucket and a mop. That's a wet ass pussy. I'm talking drop, drop, drop. That's a wet ass pussy. Macaroni in a pot. That's a wet ass pussy.
Y'all pussy on WAP, you know what I'm saying? A lot of you bitches got the dab dry ass pussy because y'all pH balance is off. And you wanna know why? It's not because you're born with it, it's because y'all keep fucking these dirty ass niggas. And y'all bitches is shy to tell these niggas that they dick is hot. You gotta tell babe, yo, your dick smell like mustard, my nigga. You gonna throw my pH balance off. Y'all bitches be fucking these little dirty ass niggas. Y'all be sucking they dick and shit. And y'all be gagging on it. Y'all think y'all gagging on it because the dick is big. But no, bitch, it's because it stink. Another thing is, right, why your pH balance is throwing off, because y'all bitches need to fucking brush y'all teeth before you suck dick. Y'all eating barbecue ribs the whole day, bacon, egg, and cheese. Then you suck your nigga dick, and right after, he directly put it inside your pussy. Now you got bacon, egg, and cheese grease inside your pussy. You know what I'm saying? I'm only giving y'all this advice because I love you. If you don't want to take advice, all right, then, bitch. Roll the dice and keep walking around with that dehydrated pussy.
You got to soak it in hot water. Douche it out, then scrub it harder. Add a little baby powder and a little perfume. Then you hike your skirt up high, and I'll lick that sucker dry. Well, I'm a-telling you, girls, you gotta keep your pussy clean.
This has been another excellent podcast from the Scribe Media Group. Learn more at scribe.net.